A popular Outcast production.
Hey guys, this is Nathan Frell. Welcome to this week's What the Hell is Nathan Frell? It's pretty good. James is here. A couple corrections. Last week, I was talking about Let It Ride. I said the dealer gives you two cards. Dealer gives everyone three cards. Plays off of two cards for the whole thing. My dad wanted me to make sure that I fixed that. And then I kind of lost track when I was talking about people with catchphrases. There's this guy at work. He says, and people wonder why I drink all the time. And one of my bosses says, on that, like a second skin. And I just think it's funny that they use that as catchphrases. I hope you enjoy this episode. It's amazing. Oh, yeah, Amazon. Click on the purple Amazon banner, clear your cookies first, and shop there. And then nothing gets added to your purchase. But Popular Outcast gets them back. And enjoy.
All right, we are Popular Outcast.
Hello.
We're making an awesome podcast.
Hi.
Now choo-choo chugga-chugga. Now, choo-choo, chugga-chugga. I love that Nathan Prell song. Yeah.
He's the man.
It's the Popular Outcast. They're making an awesome podcast.
They're listening to Twilight and only giving us a highlight. They've got lots to talk about and none of it will be cut out. It's in a place of where they work or if someone says the N-word. They've got so many special guests and some people even have breasts. They got guests who make movies and some guests who are...
Toozies.
Toozies! That's what he's saying! And the guests try every week to actually get to speak. They used to have a lot of gross sounds, but those are no longer around. They've got Bill, Jeff, and Mike, and sometimes even Chris Rowell. So go ahead and hit like and leave a review right now. They're the Popular Outcast. They're making an awesome podcast. Now choo-choo-chugga-chugga. Now choo-choo-chugga-chugga.
I'm so glad we have this podcast on the network.
I love it.
I know.
So much.
It's so good, dude. And he is like the...
I don't want to see Joey Green's dick, Michael Beck.
Why, it's automatic. Bam! It's systematic. Bam! It's hydromatic. Why, it's grease lightning. Grease lightning. Keep talking. Oh, keep talking. Get the money. Oh, we can get the money with the Foley's on the floor. So waiting at the door. You know that it's the shit. We'll be getting lots of tit grease lightning. What the hell with Nathan Frell? It's only named that because it rhymes. I threw you guys off. You guys thought you were listening to Grease, right? Right? Well, I'm your host, Nathan Frell. What a surprise. So this is a very special episode of What the Hell with Nathan Frell because one of my best friends, James. I had a lot of trouble with that sentence. One of my best... James is here. He's imaginary. Say hello, James. You're so hilarious. Isn't he? Everyone's just going to love him. He's so great. So, James, why don't you tell us what have you been watching or what have you been listening to? Yeah, I've never seen that show, but I've heard a lot of good things about it. Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe like getting a Hulu or something because I want to catch up on Game of Thrones because I've never watched it, but everyone is talking about it. So I'm like, I really need to get up in that. But I'm four seasons behind now. I don't even know how many seasons there are. But, so I got to get up on that because that's a pretty big thing that I have no idea about. So, what are you playing when you poop, man? Yeah, I played that a few weeks ago, but, I've just been looking at Vines recently. Just got into Vine and it's pretty fun. It's a pretty fun thing to do. I follow a lot of comedians and I post some pretty good vines. His vines suck.
Whoa!
just they're absolutely miserable. Like, I can't stand them.
I love them. They're great vines.
No, you're really rude. they like videotape people when they're like shirtless and their glasses and just not prepared for it. And you know, you're just like, hey, I'm gonna make a Vine right now, and you're just really you're totally a-hole about it.
You really came in at the wrong time. I was gonna do like a dream sequence, and then. And then you were going to come in.
Well, it's too
late. And then people were going to be like, oh, something magical happened and he became real.
Oh, well, you should have warned me about that ahead of time.
Well, you should have. You told me to point at you when it was time for you to talk. And
yeah,
you
just
bursted in.
You were talking about Vining and it just really pissed me off.
Yeah,
so
well,
I just had to say
Jeffrey Kunkel commented on one of my Vines and he's like, I keep wondering why everyone's shirtless in your Vines, but then I remember that you live in a desert. And I was like, yeah, everything's sexier in the desert.
Yeah, well, I'm surely sexy in the desert. But I'm sexy everywhere, so...
Well, that's some people's opinions, but I don't
that's
know.
All
I mean,
people's
that's
opinion.
Not a
it's not really an opinion. It's a universal truth.
Yeah, but so since we did a bit for the first couple segments, what are you watching or listening to, man?
Lately, I've been listening to this wonderful podcast.
Yeah, what's it called?
What the Hell with Nathan Prell.
Oh, yeah? It's pretty good.
Yeah, I love their host, Nathan Prell, except he always... Like, Nathan Prell has the worst habit of interrupting me while I'm listening to his podcast.
Yeah, well, why don't you just talk to him if he's right there?
Because I miss him,
and
I want to hear him.
You're in his room, listening to his podcast, and he's 5 feet away from you.
Yeah, well, you know, that's too far, okay? We're too far apart.
I just don't...
Your room's too big.
We could have literally the same exact conversations.
No, we couldn't.
Well, what are you playing when you're pooping, man?
I don't play when I poop. I just kind of go in there, squeeze it out, do my business. Sometimes I'll scroll through my Facebook wall, look at a picture of pugs, laugh.
You just squeeze it out? That's it?
Well, I mean, you know, I was in a barracks for a year, so you just kind of... You just do it. But, yeah, today I actually found out that a bunch of my shipmates, they're companies. They found out their companies, and I don't know how to find that out yet. I think one of them just told me. Oh, apparently you have to ask a midshipman. Okay, well, I don't know any midshipmen, so I guess I will find out when I get there.
Oh, that's fun. So, this being the first podcast that you're on, why don't you tell us your origin story? We've kind of gone over it in every other podcast, but, you know,
okay,
let's hear it from you.
You guys already know that Nate's a total a-hole, and we're just... We hated each other, and we loved each other, and whatever, when we were kids and stuff. And I, like, went to band concerts with him and stuff.
I played the clarinet.
He played the clarinet, and he played it like a mouse. World's greatest clarinet player. You guys got to listen to him sometime. I don't know if he's... I don't think he's done anything for the podcast with clarinet
No,
yet.
No clarinets yet.
We got to get a clarinet solo in here somewhere or
yeah,
something.
Maybe.
But, so, since Nate knew me, a couple of things changed. I was always kind of that kid who was just, like, destined for failure. And then...
Still are.
Yeah, shut up. So, like, my freshman year at some point, I'm like, you know what? I don't like where I'm going. I'm going to go to the Naval Academy, and I'm going to get a 3.8 GPA. I have this thing where I say things, and they become reality. Like, I don't just say anything.
You weren't
going to
join
like,
the Navy.
You were
dead set against joining the Navy.
Yes, I was dead set against joining the Navy. And then one day I was just like, you know what? I'm joining the Navy. It happened. And like a few days after that, my dad was talking to me and he told me about the Naval Academy. And I'm like, I'm going to go to the Naval Academy. There was no hope for me. I was like a low GPA student, had like no physical fitness at all. You know, just this really scrawny, not like a dumb kid. I was a smart kid. But really lazy, incredibly lazy. But I got to high school and I was like, you know what? I figure if I can get at least a 3.8 or higher in all my classes, then I'll have a competitive GPA, which I did. I was actually one person away from top 10%, which was cool. And then...
No need to brag, man.
Well, I mean, I thought that was cool.
I was probably higher up than you were.
Listen, you went to a smaller school.
I only had 224.
I had exactly 369 kids in my class. If we had one more person that didn't drop out, I would have been in the top 10%. I was number 37. But, you know, it doesn't mean anything anymore because No Child Left Behind.
Yeah.
Right. But anyways, yeah, there's this thing, like, I will say something, and I won't really be sure why I say it, but it will happen. It's like this thing in my mind where I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to be president one day. which is one of those things I've said. So look for me on the ticket.
Yeah, you're never going to be president.
I'm going to be president.
You're never going to be president.
No, it's going to happen. Mm-mm. You can't stop it.
No, no.
I've already said it. Like, it's going to happen.
By the time you're old enough, the South is going to secede again, and then you won't be born in this country.
We're not going to mention where I was born, okay?
No,
we're
just going to check the birth certificate.
It's not the South, okay?
Georgia's the South.
What? I'm not from Georgia.
Didn't you say?
No, I was born in Virginia.
Virginia, Georgia, it's the same
It's
thing.
South of the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah,
but,
see?
But it's not going to secede with the rest of the South. They've cleaned up, I like to think.
I feel like we're just going to leap back like 100 years.
You know...
Well, 150 years. And yeah. Then just redo the whole Civil War.
Okay.
I feel like that would really benefit the entire country.
All right, all of you who listen in the South, just have you know... I visited Pensacola, and it was wonderful.
Most of my listeners, I think, are just above the line.
Oh, you guys are all above the Mason-Dixon line? All right, let's beat the South again.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, yeah, that's... I don't know. I came from a womb in Chesapeake, Virginia, and that's my origin story.
Okay, and how did you meet me?
I met Nate. My parents were kind of meeting people around the neighborhood, because we're... Well, my dad was a recruiter in the Navy, so he talks to every...
And also, our neighborhood was... literally just built when everyone started moving in.
Yeah, they like just
like
moved
we
in.
Moved to Las Vegas before my house was even built. We lived in a hotel for a few months. Well, I guess they were apartments.
It would have been an apartment, I hope.
Well, we lived in a hotel in Florida before we moved, and then we came out here and we lived in apartments, I guess. But then once the house was built, we moved in. But so like the first night that we were here, my parents were talking to James's parents, and they went over to his house and they brought me.
This was mentioned on your show before.
Was it?
Yeah, I listened to it fairly recently.
Oh. And then we played Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, we played Grand
Theft Auto. Well,
yeah.
James played Grand Theft Auto. I didn't play the Grand Theft Auto.
His parents didn't want to play Grand Theft Auto. He's like 2 years older than me.
Yeah. And look how I turned out.
Yeah, you turned out absolutely terrible. You should have played it.
No, but I have a podcast, so...
You do have a podcast.
I mean,
look
at the facts. You played Grand Theft Auto... You don't have a podcast. I didn't play Grand Theft Auto. I have a podcast. I mean, it's straight cut and to the point.
I didn't get a podcast, but I went to the Naval Academy.
That means nothing.
You got a podcast, and you live with your parents.
Yeah, rent free. It's a good living.
Mine's rent free, and I get paid to live there.
No, but you can die.
You can die.
Not the same.
You live in, your house was shot.
Yeah, but...
There's a bullet hole in your dad's truck, in your garage, in your water heater, and in the wall.
But that was not because of me. That was just a random act of violence.
Yeah, I couldn't die just because of me. There's random acts of violence.
No, if your submarine takes a hit weird, it's just going to compress and you all die.
So... Just a little bit of historical knowledge. The last submarine, American submarine... Actually, there's only two American nuclear submarines in, like, recent times that have ever really went down. 1979 and 1981.
So it's due for another one.
No, that was during the Cold War. One of them supposedly shot itself. And the other one...
That doesn't make any sense. How do you shoot
That
yourself?
Was the official story. I don't really
They're
know.
They're torpedoes. They go straight.
The hatch probably didn't open. So when it tried to shoot a
That's
torpedo,
not shooting itself. That's it. That's having a misfire.
Technically, it shot itself.
No, that... No.
You know what? You get to make up words. I get to say things shot themselves, okay? It shot itself.
I don't make up words.
You do make up words.
All of the words that I say are real words.
Oral or aural?
Aural is a real word.
Aural and
don't
serialization.
Don't you bring this up again, you son of a bitch. It's proven, okay?
I love how they were trying to spell it cereal, like, I'm going to eat some cereal.
Yeah, I don't know what was
like,
up with that.
I don't know.
But Arl, we looked up on the podcast, and one of the listeners posted a link to the dictionary.
This is all superfluous information, okay?
Of serialized.
It's superfluous, let's leave it alone.
Anyway, so 5 years ago, James left on Brooks' birthday. We don't celebrate Brooks' birthday, we celebrate the time that we had with James, and... You know, hoped for the day that one day, you know, he would return to us, which he has for 2 weeks. He's going to be
3 weeks.
3 weeks he's been here.
Well, I've been here for 2 weeks. Whatever. And then I'll leave in like a week.
So, this is James. He's one of my best friends.
I'm pretty cool.
He's okay. So what's something that people don't generally know about you?
Whew. I could have sworn that I mentioned something. No, that was for you.
You said you had like a million of them.
I had a million of them?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Something people don't generally know about me. I am a pretty decent swing dancer.
Okay.
And swing dancing is a lot of fun. I love to swing dance.
What got you? How'd you get into that?
My sister. I was visiting Washington while I lived here in Las Vegas. And she took me swing dancing. And it was a lot of fun. And then I got back into it in high school.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Have you danced competitively?
No, I have not danced competitively. I've drilled competitively. I've worked out competitively, which is kind of a funny way to put it. I've done everything else competitive except for swing dancing and break dancing.
Did your Taekwondo experience help you with the swing dancing?
Yeah. I was pretty good at the flips and stuff. Because, you know, everybody that does Taekwondo is a ninja.
Do you ever hurt anybody?
Yes. No. No, I didn't hurt that girl.
But you dropped her or something?
She... Yes.
Please explain.
Well, it was like, I'd been working out really hard, and then she kind of jumped into my arms for this, like, move that I didn't know. And she, like, I had her, and then she did something weird with her body, because that's what you do during swing dancing, and I was not expecting it. She fell.
Yeah.
Like, there was just no...
Quick question.
Huh?
You fucked that shit?
No, I did not. No.
It's my favorite gag on the Todd Glass show. I'm always hoping that he asks people that. Every time. On the last episode, he asked his guest, who was his wife was there, and he asked him that. Anyway, I was laughing for like 5 minutes straight. I love that joke.
All right.
So.
Well, what's something we don't know about you?
I know I said that I had one this morning, but I don't remember what it was. Dancing.
Didn't you say you used to be a dancer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't used to be a dancer.
You dance better on wine, but...
I dance better on wine?
And a bunch of them dudes, maybe. Never mind, it's a song.
Oh, I don't know it.
Mississippi Queen?
Oh, I guess I don't know all the words to Mississippi Queen. When I was in, like, third grade, me and my sister and my two best friends in California were part of, like, the dance club at our elementary school, and we performed a couple times. I wasn't very good. I was always in the back.
All right.
Yeah. So that was kind of an embarrassing time for me. I mean, I had a lot of fun because I didn't really care what people thought of me when I was 7.
Because you were so good.
I was terrible.
He was terrible, but
he
was really good.
We danced to NSYNC.
This guy's awesome at the club.
For one, I've never been to a club. For two, you've never seen me at a club.
He doesn't know that he's awesome at a club, but he is awesome at a club.
I don't know about that.
He's probably a really good wingman, at least.
Oh, I'd be a great wingman, I think.
No, you'd be a terrible wingman.
What?
I don't know. I feel like you would just be a terrible wingman.
Really?
Let's talk about K-1.
K-1?
K-1. Maybe the only K? I'm
K-1?
Not sure.
The only K so far. You were talking about, wow, you went straight into my list of girlfriends. What about her? That was at an awkward time in my life, and I didn't know how to read signals.
Yeah, and you're a visible wingman.
How am I? Oh, because I steal your
girl. Exactly, this guy comes in.
No, that's like... not just K. That's K, C, and
Whoa.
H2.
Wait, who's C? David, I don't know who C is. You didn't steal C from me. Oh, I know who C is.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that you counted her.
Yeah, it was really short, but...
Wait, who's the other one?
H2.
H2.
Yeah, H2.
I was not trying to get with H2.
You liked H2.
H2 liked me.
Oh, whatever. But okay, so I swooped in and took care of that situation.
Yeah, because H1 is the...
That one. H1 was my first girlfriend.
Yes, okay. Yeah,
H2 was...
No, I did not want to get with her.
Okay.
I had no interest in her.
Back in the day, James talked and liked a lot of girls.
So did
and
Nate.
What I would do would be, I would also talk to those girls, and I was better at it.
It was at an awkward time in my life where I was still, you know, I was like 13. You know, I had braces at one point. I had bad acne, so like, you know. And now I'm really handsome, and I could probably get those girls over you.
I was heavier back then. Well, actually, to be honest.
Nate has height over me.
I was tubbier back then. I've weighed the same weight for the past 5 years. I've just grown taller, and it's spread out. But I never lost any weight.
Yeah, Nate's like 6'3".
6'3".
So,
and I weigh 185 pounds.
I'm sure everybody who listens to this podcast gets a lot of girls or whatever. And you all know that if you're over 6 foot, you have a distinct advantage any guy under 6 foot.
I've got a super broad chest. I look like a man. I just don't act like it often.
Your sister said you look like you're 17.
My sister is a liar.
And the bartender said I look 22. So
when I have longer hair and some scruff, I look like an adult. When I have my short hair and I'm clean shaven for work, I look like a child.
You can tell I'm adult either way, because I do a man's job.
Because you're in the Navy?
Yeah, that's a man's job.
Well, I work a job that you have to be at least 18 for, so, I mean, come on. I'm at least 18.
You're at least 18. Very well, touche.
Yes.
You can join the Navy at 17, so.
Well, yeah. One time, the Army or whatever, one of the military branches called my house, and my mom answered, and they asked for me. Because they wanted to talk to me about joining. And my mom was like, oh, you don't want him. He's weak and nerdy. And they never called again. So it worked.
Yeah, you're too smart for the Army. It's okay.
Yeah, I am too smart for the
Army. No offense to any of you that are, like, intelligent Army people. You guys are smart because, well, you went into the branch without all the smart people. So that way you could do well.
Yeah.
At least that's what I like to think you went in for. Not just because it sounded like it.
I'd like to take a second to go over the girlfriend list, just so people know what's kind of the order.
Okay.
So we'll go from the beginning. This is all girlfriends, with air quotes. Up until M1, all of these are just high school relationships. They don't really count for anything. But just in case they ever come up in conversation, I've deprived a list. So we start with H1.
She counts.
H1, okay, H1 will count. And then it was B1, which I need to put a 1 up there just in case I ever date another B. But so far, the only B.
That just makes you sound really rude. Her name starts with a B, but she's B1. A nice person.
Oh, yeah.
She's a nice person.
It's the letter, it's the first letter of their name, and then what number of that letter they've been
so
far.
She's not a witch with a capital B. Okay.
Not a witch.
Not a witch.
Okay, so we start off with H1. That was in the 8th grade, so now you kind of know where relationships started happening. After H1 is B1, and then back to H1 after B1. Followed by, what is that? S1. Oh yeah, S1, I remember. Followed by K1.
Who's S1?
Followed by C1. S1,
I
dated...
S1?
Probably not. I dated her in my freshman year. For a few, like maybe a month or so. I knew her from high school.
And for some reason I didn't know about her?
No, because I never really hung out with her outside of high school.
Oh, okay.
And then so. And so I went to a magnet school, so it was like 10 miles away. So like nobody I knew at school I actually hung out with at home. But
except for Brett? Brett?
Brett. Brett was a really good friend. He's up in Montana right now. After K1 was C1, followed by H2, followed by the big one, which is M1, okay? Me and M1 broke up a couple times. During one of the breaks, I dated S2. We went on 2 dates. Then back to M1 for a bit. And then to J1, which J1 is a funny story. Maybe we'll get into it at a different... Do you know it?
No, I actually don't know who J1 is at all, because you told me who J2 is.
Okay, so after J1 is J2, which is... I didn't really date her, but I have her asterisked, and it's Fiasco, the J2 Fiasco. You heard all about that.
I heard about that.
So J1, I met her at church. One of the youth kids brought her in.
Got you.
Brought her to the church.
She's the one I'm thinking, right?
Probably. What? No.
No. No.
No.
You don't count her at all?
Who?
Oh, okay. Never mind.
What are you talking about? B2? Would that be B2?
B2.
Who are you talking about?
Never mind. Just continue.
Okay, we're confused right now. So J1.
I don't want him to do the weird, like, overlay thing he did with the last video, so I'm trying not to do any names.
Yo, no names. Hold on. Just whisper it to me.
No. Forget it. Forget it.
What?
No. That thing will pick it up.
I could just cut it out.
No, don't worry.
I'm probably going to cut out this section.
Forget it.
Okay.
Just go.
So J1, one of the youth kids brought her in. We had to, for that night, I don't know why, but we in our small groups, we were all supposed to exchange numbers, and we were supposed to do, like, encouraging things or whatever throughout the week. I don't know. So I get her number, and I find out that she's 19. So I'm like, oh, cool. I can't get in trouble. Because I was a youth leader. So I talked to her, and then, like, that weekend, me and the friend group, we went out to Six Flags. So I was talking to her the whole weekend. And when we got back, I had invited her to hang out with me one night, which was a super awesome night.
It ended in sex.
No, I never did that with her.
Man.
We just sat in my room and played the original Super Mario on the old NES. And then when I had to take her home, it was storming like crazy. Like one of the best storms we've had out here in a long time. So we were chasing the lightning because she didn't have to be home yet. So we were like trying to find, we were trying to go to where the lightning was. So we got to all the way, we went all the way west until the road ended. And we were standing in the rain watching the lightning. I totally could have made a move and kissed her or something in the rain. It would have been totally romantic. But it was just a friend thing, and I didn't want to mess it up. So I just
did. Did she say that?
No. But I totally could have.
Well, you should have,
because
she
later
didn't
on in the
say,
week,
hey, this is just a friend thing, which means she's open.
I know, but later on in the week, we actually went on a date. But so, long story short, well, I guess, I don't know, but...
It was kind of long.
we start dating, like, we go on a few dates, and then I'm like, all right, well, do you want to be my girlfriend? Yeah, she said, yeah, we made out, it was fun.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah, you know, whatevs. So, I'm dating her for a month. And she gets real distant. Like, she won't talk. She's, like, completely stops, like, talking to me.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Like, and I'm like, what? Because she was going to school and working. And I'm like, well, just, you know, try and call me, like, before you go to sleep or something after you do your homework. And we could talk for, like, 30 minutes. Like, just, you know, every other day or something just so I can talk to you. But she, like, refused to do it. It's like, oh, I don't have time. I don't have time. Well, then, so I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to talk to her. I want to sit down with her, have a conversation, see if this is worth continuing. And then she jumps the gun and breaks up with me. The Monday after that, I find out she got, she either stepped down or she got fired from her job because she was working at the church. And later that week, I found out that it was because she was pregnant. And so I'm like, what? Everyone's looking at me. I'm like, I never did anything more with her than kiss. So I was like, whoa, don't even look at me. But so it turns out she was pregnant with the guy before me because they broke up like a few weeks before. She moved back out here And then I started seeing her. But so she was pregnant the whole time we were dating. And that's J1.
That's a fun one. You told me about J1, actually.
Yeah.
But now they know.
She had
J1.
A lot of potential. Yeah. Like, she was really pretty. She had gorgeous eyes.
Me and Nate are
suckers
for eyes.
I wrote a poem about her eyes.
We're terrible suckers for eyes.
Yeah.
On a girl.
Yeah, amazing. That's why I love Zooey Deschanel.
Oh my gosh.
I got a picture of her on my wall. Just staring. You just stare at her for forever.
Let's not do that.
Let's
though,
not do that on the podcast.
That would be a little weird.
Mm-hmm. So that's
we'll
all. That's the girlfriend list. So now you guys are caught up. So if we later in the future, if I'm ever talking about it and I refer to a letter and a number, it's the girlfriend list. So maybe write it down at home.
I just want to mention I have an A1. That's all I've.
You have what?
An A1.
An A1?
Like the steak sauce?
Yes, that's.
Yeah.
Great
I
joke.
Dated a girl whose name started with an A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that'll be my goal then, so I can get A.
You,
so I can
you
get
want
A1. I want A1.
A1 makes everything better. she was one of those clingy girls, so I broke up with her.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Me and Nate, we have. Yeah.
We have what?
We don't like clingy or like distant girls. Kind of like. You know,
I don't like distant girls. I like girls
you,
that
you don't have
open
a problem with clingy
stuff.
Girls? You have
probably.
A problem with clingy girls.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
You get turned off
M1,
when a girl comes on too strong.
Well, M1 was.
You could have had an
clingy.
A1.
I could have had an A1.
But she came on too strong.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Because M1 was. Well, M1 is diagnosed with borderline personality, bipolar, a lot of stuff. So she was super needy and stuff. That's kind of why the relationship started. Because then it got a little worse when her parents got divorced and stuff. That was a rough. She was 5 years older than me. But that was a rough one. That was when I was 17. But I can talk about her in a whole nother podcast. So I think it's... We kind of got a little off board with that one.
A little bit. It's
so,
all right. It works.
Things I like. What are some things that you like, James?
Things that I like. Well, I already mentioned swing dancing is one of them.
Yeah.
I have this thing for pugs. Like, I don't know what it is. Actually, I do know what it is. But pugs are, like, the cutest things ever to me. Because they're, like, everything I'm not. They're really, you know, they're small dogs. They're ugly. And they snort and... You know, most people don't like them. And I'm like, well, everybody loves me. I'm good looking. And, you know, I'm not small. So I think that's why I love pugs. And I think they're adorable. But because I'm amazing. And they're considered like some sort of outcast of dogs. Like people are like, ew, they're so ugly and stuff. And I'm like, that's why they're
nobody
cute.
Says that.
Oh, all my friends say that. When I
no, pugs are cute. Bulldogs are just the most disgusting
creatures.
I like
bulldogs. They're so cute
Kyson
with their
has,
chubby treats.
Kyson has a bulldog.
His bulldog is retarded.
And I... You don't use that word.
Sorry. His bulldog is... What is it? Mentally...
His bulldog sucks, and I don't like him. Her. I don't like her.
You don't like... Okay.
I don't like Kyson's bulldog.
All right, you don't like...
All she does is just jump.
Yeah, he has a really jumpy bulldog.
I can't stand it.
It's the incarnation of evil.
Yeah. So let's see. Something that I like. I like to bowl.
You like to bowl?
Yeah, I like bowling.
I hate bowling.
I'm not very good at it, but I like it.
I just suck at bowling, and it's not really fun.
Really? Yeah. Well, I was on a bowling league when I was a kid. We were on a family bowling league.
That explains a lot, actually.
Yeah, well.
Socially deprived child.
I was a socially deprived child. I spent most of my time with my family, which is why now I spend not a lot of time with my family.
Your family's awesome.
My family is awesome. Eventually, they'll all be on the podcast.
Yeah, they better be.
Everybody will learn to love them.
Yeah. I think your dad would be absolutely amazing on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he would.
Yeah.
My dad's amazing. He can tell stories. He can tell stories of all of his crazy drug stuff he did in the
Jack and
time.
Coke.
He can talk about... That's an inside joke. You can't just be bringing up inside jokes. He can talk about his band. He was in a band. He's crazy at guitar.
He's crazy good.
He could talk about his sobriety. Man, my dad could talk about a lot of stuff. But that's,
or you can just talk to Clover the whole time.
Or you can just talk to Clover. My dad's weird, and when you hear the episode with my dad, you'll know that I'm his son. So, has anybody done something recently that you just didn't understand?
Bruce was born. I couldn't understand why.
That's not recently. Something a little bit more recently.
He's like 8. That was pretty recent.
He's 15.
He's 15 now?
Yes.
No, we stopped celebrating his birthday when he was like 10.
But his body is 15 years old.
He's just taller. He's still got the same exact head.
No, his flesh has continued to age. His soul and his spirit have stayed exactly at 10.
And his eyebrows are not the
his
right
eyebrows
color.
Are a different color than the rest of his hair, and it's natural.
It's not natural, it's wrong.
I just don't understand it.
Guys, like, everybody who's listening right now, just leave a comment and say Brooks needs to dye his eyebrows to match his hair.
Or just Brooks needs to dye. You can just leave it at that if you want.
Make sure it's D-Y-E, for those of you who are not spelling inclined.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to be... Yeah.
So, that kind of leads us into the next segment, which is things that Brooks says.
Brooks...
What has he said recently?
I can't remember, like, an exact thing, but Brooks has this thing where he's like, remember that one time...
Oh my goodness.
When... And he'll just say, like, the stupidest thing. None of us will remember it, and then we will, but it's like, why
no,
is
no,
that
no, no.
worth remembering?
Most of the time, Brooks will start to tell a true story, but then add a detail that isn't
like
true.
Like Barney.
What?
Barney? Is that the guy?
From How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
I suppose, but...
He's, like, telling a story, and then he's like... And then she said... Your dick is so huge.
Well, yeah, but that's understandable. Sure. Like, that's just a Barney thing. Brooks tries to add in things that could very well possibly be true, but absolutely aren't.
Yeah, he's just...
Like, he insists that one time he came to my house, he knocked on the door, and I wouldn't let him in because he caused 9/11. And then I sent him away. I never did that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Good.
I remember everything.
Because I would have to kill you right now.
I remember everything that I've said. Okay. I have a lot of anxiety with things that I have said. I remember everything. And I know for a fact, I never said that to him. But he insists that that's a thing. And me and Kaiser are like, no, that
did not happen.
Maybe
he did cause 9/11.
He probably did, but I didn't tell him that.
Where's your katana?
I don't know. My katana is in the closet.
Is it broken? Is that the thing you broke?
The dragon katana's broken. I have another katana. I have two katanas.
You know what? I'm just going to use that axe thing.
Yeah, that axe is pretty sweet, which I need to take a picture of it. I forgot.
Yeah,
I forgot on the last one, so I'll add it with this one.
Okay.
So isn't that swell?
Isn't that swell? Well, I've gotten to spend the whole day with Nathan, so isn't that swell? And then, well, exactly what I just said. Isn't that swell?
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I've got to spend a whole week with James. Well, isn't that swell? Kyson also stayed a whole week. And that's just a lot of people. So isn't that just swell?
That's just swell.
But he did make us crepes.
He made
yesterday.
Us crepes. Oh my
man, those were delicious. And I had Nutella for the first time. Oh
yeah.
Damn.
Nate is 21 and has never had Nutella. He lived a very deprived life.
Isn't it like recent that this is around?
Nutella?
Yeah.
No, it's not actually new. It's NU.
No, I
know
that.
There's no such thing as old Nutella.
I know, you idiot. I mean, isn't it a recent thing that people have started?
No, Nutella is pretty old. It's
really?
Just, yeah, it's like a hazelnut spread.
No,
like.
I guess it just recently became popular amongst hipsters and stuff.
Not really, no. It's pretty it's pretty big thing. Like, it's like peanut butter almost.
I know what it is.
No, I mean, like, it's almost up to peanut butter. Like, it's not quite as popular as
really?
Peanut butter. Like,
I swear, I haven't heard about it until, like, the last couple years.
I don't know. I've been having Nutella forever.
Oh.
I might have had it back when I lived here, too.
Oh. Well, then. I guess
I don't know
we
how
could...
to read your board at all.
Yeah, it's fine. We're only at 48 minutes. We really busted through those segments.
That's all your segments?
Basically.
Oh, okay.
We can do D&D stories if you
no.
want.
No. Scenes? Where are scenes?
Scenes is where... I haven't done a scenes yet, but it's where I want to read... I want to reenact scenes from our favorite movies.
Oh, well...
I think that would be a cool segment.
That'd be really difficult for us to do. What's striking out?
I want to record me hitting on girls. I think that'd be a really good thing. Like, if I go to the bar with the guys or something, and I see a cute girl, and I'll set my phone to record, and then I'll go and try and hit on them and stuff. But I'll probably fail, so that's why the segment's called Striking Out. It's Striking
Out
with Nathan
Pro. What if you succeed, though? Like,
then everyone gets to know.
Nobody wants to hear you succeed.
I think everyone wants to hear me succeed.
No, success... No, there's
well,
a
right
reason
now,
why the news is the way
right,
it is.
Well, right now, no.
It's reporting on freaking tornadoes in the Midwest.
I know,
like,
but people want to hear good things from me.
No, they don't want to hear good things
Well, right
from
now,
me.
I'm talking to this one girl that Kyson's trying to set me up with. I was talking to her, yesterday? James told me to wait a day before I texted her again. So hopefully that doesn't backfire.
It's, like, girls, you know, like, if a guy texts every day, you're gonna friend zone him because you are that way, okay? I know exactly how it works, alright? So, I was just like, Nate, you need to, like, take a break. If they text you, that's cool. But you can't text them every day. You can't be the first one to text every day because it makes you seem too eager, and then they start thinking of you as a friend before you can ask him on a date, and you suck.
Well, we'll have to update that when there's an update on that situation.
Okay. Nate's going to get late.
I don't know about that.
Nate's going to get late. You remember how I told you I say things?
Yeah,
that's
but
one of those things that just came out of my mouth.
I don't know about
that.
That
was
one,
not, like, intentional. It was there.
Okay. You just prophesized?
I prophesized. That's what
all
I
right.
did. All right,
we'll
Nate's
see.
Gonna get laid. I'm gonna become president, and I'm going to. Well, I'm gonna do something with Kay.
Okay, but Kay is gonna know. Kay will know who she is because she listens to the podcast.
Unless it's one of my Kays.
I'm pretty sure we're talking about the same Kay, but also J2 listens to the podcast.
J2 has no idea who she is.
J2 will know because I described in detail the situation that happened with her.
Well, she was not very nice to you.
No.
Wait, she listened to the podcast?
She listens to the podcast.
But she just flakes on you.
Yeah.
What?
I ran into her the other day at work. And for one, I was standing like on in the office. I was leaning on like the desk thing, reading the papers that I had just printed out, and she tells me to move. I'm like, And she comes on, she walks up to me, like, stand up. James.
Whoa, okay.
Stand up,
okay,
James.
I was like, you're a little bit too tall.
Like, I would, like, lean, just pretend like you're leaning, okay? And she walks up to me and goes like this and reaches around me to get what she needed to get.
J2, just kiss him, okay? Just, like, full-on make out with him when he's not expecting it.
I think she's...
And he might forgive you.
I think she's seen someone right now, though.
I don't care. Make out with him so he forgives you.
Oh, well, whatever.
And then be like, by the way, I have a boyfriend, and then leave.
That would be terrible. We'd also probably get written up for making out at work, so...
Well, if you're the only two in the break room, you know, I've been in there, okay?
All right.
It's not always that crowded.
All right. So, I forgot where I was going now.
Well, you can go to the bathroom if you want.
No, that's not where I was physically moving.
No.
But where I was going to take the conversation.
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Yeah. I guess this could just be a little bit shorter. You want to wrap it up?
Or do you want to wrap it up? Any final thoughts? There's going to be a couple of upcoming segments. Maybe we should give a little...
We have upcoming segments?
Or not upcoming, but... Next couple broadcasts.
So yeah, the next couple podcasts are also going to be with James. Next one, we're probably going to hit politics pretty tough. James knows a lot about that. I don't know much, so that'll be an interesting conversation. And I'm thinking after that one, we are going to have the podcast on religion, which will be an interesting one.
By the way, go ahead.
Well, because I'm Christian, and James is a hardcore atheist. So.
That's not a description at all. No, I'm a free thinker, which is an actual religion. Atheism is not a religion.
I know it's not a religion.
Well, you just described your religion, and then you're like, he's a hardcore atheist, like it's a fucking religion.
No, as in, you don't believe in a god.
I am God.
No, that's... Save it for the religion episode.
Well, I think I should just let them know where that came from, so that way they don't think, oh my god, this guy is so, you know, whatever. So I used to actually have a YouTube series, which was taken down. And
it was taken down?
I took it down.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you got in trouble.
No,
with the YouTube police.
I did not get in trouble. This episode actually got the most amount of views. But at some point, I end up making a complete satire where I pretty much prove I'm God. And
well,
so a lot of my friends back home, they refer to me as God, and it's just, I'm God.
Well, in an infinite universe, which we do live in,
there are infinite possibilities.
There's an infinite possibility.
And one of those is that I'm God.
There's one possibility that you are God. There's also a possibility that I'm God.
Yeah, but you're not.
How do you know?
Because I'm God.
Nope. But maybe in my infinite universe, I'm God.
In my infinite knowledge.
That doesn't work. See?
See,
we'll just never know.
But Nate's never developed a proof, whereas I have. Which I can get into on the
point.
Next broadcast. I'll get into the
okay,
proof.
We're kind of going into the debate already.
But, by the way, as far as politics go, I'm not going to try to hit current issues because of the fact that I have pretty much been completely expunged from politics recently. I haven't been reading the news. Like, I used to read the news daily on NPR because, well, any other source is just garbage. And, or it's really funny. Like, I don't really consider funny stuff to be garbage. I used to watch Fox News and MSNBC and whatever. Anyways.
Shut your dirty mouth, I'm watching Fox News.
I don't know what that's from.
I don't know where Kaisen got that from.
By the way, I'm not... Okay, so Kaisen at some point tried to describe my political views, and he's like, well, he's not really a liberal, he's more of a Democrat. So, one, Kaisen needs to be punched in the face for that. Two, that is not a description of me at all. I'm going to go with Katie's description, which is an independent, or a...
Informed, independent,
whatever she said. Because Katie pretty much, like, we've talked about it a lot, so I think, and she watched my YouTube. So she would probably be the most informed to know about this.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to wrap this one right on up. We're going to end it with a song from James. But, James, would you go on a date with me?
Where are we going to go?
Well, we had sushi the other night, so I don't know. I'm going to go for some Olive Garden.
Olive Garden? Why are you paying?
Well, I mean, I can, but I was thinking maybe we'd just go Dutch with it.
You want to go Dutch?
Yeah.
You know, you already took me to dinner, and I had a great time, but I would appreciate it if you actually thought of something else, because I'm pretty sure you asked somebody else to Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah, because there was that new Olive Garden.
You know what? If you think of something...
We can go see a movie.
No. Movies are terrible. Well, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be our first date.
Yeah, it would be like a second date. So, you know, we can go get some coffee.
You know what?
Go to a movie.
Yes, you know me. I love coffee. All right. So, coffee than a movie. That's a great date.
It's a date.
All right.
Well,
me and Nate are going to go get coffee and a movie.
See you guys next time.
in the place where I was born. In the midst of a great white storm, I won't stop making sound. From then I was bound to go so far away to a very different place. Across the land, there isn't ocean, only sand. Where I was like a jailbird in paradise, I couldn't see just how nice. Looked in from the inside, like a jailbird in paradise. In the place where I just came from, can I stand the songs I'd sung about a distant land? Until I left the sand, you were so far away. So much love to say, but I just was so blind to what I was looking to find. And I was like a jailbird in paradise, I can't see just how nice. Looked in from the inside, like a jailbird in paradise. Just how nice. Looking from the inside, like a jailbird in paradise.